Now, as I've been sharing with you here, that we are in a series of focus of developing a kingdom of prophetic culture. We are doing this very focused on Tuesday nights. And what we do on Tuesday nights, we're going to incorporate in with our Sunday services too, because it's so vital for us to understand who we are. How many can say amen? Who God made us. Justin is helping us on this, and he's coming back. He stopped off at the Road Angel this morning with some breakfast with his family and just talked to him. He was out at a wedding in St. Louis, so he's on his way in driving. So we pray for safety upon Justin and the family in Jesus' name as they're driving. He stopped off there and shared with them a little bit this morning, and so that was a blessing. He is the webmaster, and he designs webmasters for people, and he's doing our also web for Associated Christian Truckers. And so we are stating here that we have to understand who we are. Jesus prayed in his high priestly prayer when he talked, and the disciples told him, "We see, Lord Jesus, that you are amazing what you're doing. And you seem to spend a lot of time with your Father. Will you teach us how to pray?" And Jesus said, "You pray." Say it together. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Very important. Go to the next slide. I want you all to turn to John 17. Could you do that, please, with me? John 17. And let us look here for a moment. We believe, as it is in heaven, is a prayer that we should always be praying, always living from that perspective. John 17. I should have got that bigger, but I need to follow along here, so look in your Bible. John 17. Everybody say John 17. I shared with you that this is the culture of heaven. This is the authentic body of Christ. And I hope, if you're taking notes, take notes here. I am telling you to read this every day or every week. John 17. Write it down. Very important. Also, Romans 12. And we're going to be going there. Romans 12. And 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. And then Ephesians, the fourth chapter. If you want to journey with us, it's very important that you allow the Word of God to creatively transform you into the heart of God so that we know who we are today. And this is so important. So just look at these verses in John 17. And verses 9 through 11. Look here just for a moment. Okay. "I pray." Now, let me help you if I can. What Jesus prays will come to pass. Come on, come on. If he prayed something, it's going to happen. Mark it down in your book. It's going to happen. It can happen with you or with someone else, but it's a choice that we make. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. For they are yours. God is declaring ownership here. Jesus is. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Give him a hand. Come on. Give him a hand. He's responsible for fine-tuning us here anyhow, so thank you, Brother Ben. God, Jesus here is praying, and he is helping us to see what he believes is the right ownership. Look at this. Look what it says there. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. We belong to God. Folks, what would happen if everyone here in this place today would believe that you are God's property? That God owns you. That you're not your own. You've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. All I have is yours. Boy, that would be a good prayer for us to pray. Jesus is praying to his Father here. And all you have is mine. Kapo kusita. Come on. Remember, I call myself a professional motivator. I motivate people to think. And I am seeing something, my dear brothers and sisters, in my 50 years in the ministry, that is just revolutionizing my life, my oneness with the Father God in heaven. And the glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I love that. Did you know? When you ask Jesus to come into your heart, you are one with the Creator of the universe through Jesus Christ. I'm one with him. Now, as I have been asking the Holy Spirit to help me understand this better, I just want to read it out of the Passion Bible that I have. Listen to the words. So with deep love, he loves you. He loves his disciples. I pray for my disciples. I'm not asking on behalf of the unbelieving world, but for those who belong to me. Belong. You know, what I have discovered and am discovering, there's so many so-called believers have an orphan spirit. They feel lost. They feel alone. Jesus don't want you to feel that way. When you understand, and this is what he's trying to say here. So with deep love, I'm asking for those who belong to you, Father, those you have given me, for all who belong to me now belong to you. And all who belong to you now belong to me as well. Boy, Jesus was really going back and forth. How many can say amen? They were communicating, you know, together with God the Father, you know. That's what he's saying there. And now get this next phrase here. And the glory has revealed, and my glory is revealed through their surrendered lives. Folks, surrender. As we surrender daily, moment by moment, to the will and the purpose of Almighty God, we're going to find His life begins to come forth within us. I think it's amen to that. Hallelujah. Now, yeah, I'm sorry here. John 17, let's go to 14:28. And let me, you can look in your Bible, 17. I have some other versions here, and I just wanted to, let's go there. Let's read it here this way. I'll read it to you out of the King James. Now, look at this. Now, this is Jesus praying, and Jesus is preparing His disciples for Him leaving. And now they can do the same thing. Jesus said that I have shown you for 33 and a half years. Oh, I love that. He's our pattern son. That's why we talk so much about Jesus. I have given them thy word, and the world hateth them. Blah, duh. Hey, the world hates us. That's why it's not getting any easier, folks. It won't. Jesus said it. Because they are not of the world. Say, I am not of the world. Oh, say it one more time. I am not of the world. Help me, Jesus. So I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Oh, really, Jesus? You mean we got to stay in this crazy world? Don't we say that? Oh, God, why so much problems? Lord, get me out of this mess. Well, we all seem to say, but Jesus said, no, you stay in this mess. Come on. Hey, that's what He says there. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Hallelujah. I told the truckers here on Thursday night, I am so thankful if God can keep a fish unsalted in a salted sea, you know, then He can keep you and I from sin. You know, you go out fishing. I love fishing, you know. You go out to the salted sea and you catch a fish, you have to put some salt on it. Isn't that amazing? Well, here the fish was swimming around in the salted sea, you know, all that time, and it doesn't even taste salty. Something's wrong there. Hello? Hey, something's right there. If He can keep a fish in a salted sea unsalted, He can keep you and I from sin. Hallelujah. Ooh, dare we believe it. Dare we trust in what the Word is. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So He's saying, Holy Father, I want You to sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. I gave a challenge, and I'm going to give each one of us a challenge, including myself here today. We are today exactly the things we watch, the things we read, and the things, the people we associate with. You are. I want to give you a homework. Will you, for your own sake, inventory your time? How much time you spend reading other books? How much time you watch television? How much time you're associated with God's people versus how much time you read God's Word? No wonder we're not changing our world. It's simple. So Jesus is going here. I want you, look, he said, God, to sanctify the people. That means make them holy and righteous altogether. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through what? What does it say there? Thy word. It's a no-brainer. How many can say amen? It's a no-brainer. I guarantee you, upon the authority of God's word, you get into God's word, you talk God's word, you share God's word, write it upon the tables of your heart. We find in Deuteronomy, that's what they were told to do, Deuteronomy 6. You know, put the signs all over the place, you know, that God's word, write it everywhere. And that is where you'll be a holy people. So we can say from this day forward, Grace Chapel is getting back to be a word church. According to that, right there. Amen. Sanctify them through thy truth. What did it say? Thy word is truth. I mean, there's so much on this, but I just want to take time to help us realize if we're going to be the kingdom of heaven at hand, we have to understand the laws and the precepts and the character of heaven. And then I love this next phrase, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. Don't take them out of the world. I sent them into the world. Let me get you a picture. Everywhere you go, we go in the world. On your job, in the store, wherever you go, you're taking the word of God into that place. We teach our people down in Haiti, and I tell you what, there's some supernatural things happening in Haiti. I say, every time you put your foot down, heaven touches earth. You're a carrier of heaven. Isn't that pretty good? I mean, that's a pretty good thought, Flo. Amen. If we start thinking that way, maybe something might be able to happen. Very important. Okay. Now go to Romans 12. Let's go to Romans 12:1. So we're there just for a moment, just to get our perspective. Romans 12, and let's just look at this for a moment here, in verse 1 and 2. I mean, I tell you what, when I drive in the car, when I'm walking and exercising, I have my iPhone, and I hook it up to my earplugs. Or I just stick it in my pocket and let it talk to me. See, I believe we need to do overtime in the Word. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not doing something I'm telling you to do. And it's changing my life. Oh, I tell you, it is amazing. Proverbs and Psalms and then these scriptures. I'm listening to them over from other translations and that too. Help it to become real into my spirit, man. And I tell you what, I'm having a time of my life getting revelation from God's word to help me understand how I should act. No, let's read it all together. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What does that really mean? I'm glad you asked. Out of the Passion Bible. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God. Again, surrender. To be His sacred. Oh, I love that. We're sacred. Living sacrifice. And live in holiness. Experiencing all that delights God's heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Here I go again, Bev, to your late husband, Keith. He taught us, Ben, so marvelous. Worship, true worship, is a life that is bowed down 24/7 to the will and the purpose of Almighty God. True worship. In awe, we believe the awe of God needs to be restored to we as God's people. They are very important. So I love this next, he puts it here. Stop imitating the ideas and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through total reformation of how you think. This puts the icing on the cake for me. I don't know about you. We need to transform how we think. The reason we're in the predicament we're in is because we've been thinking wrong. And we need to start thinking different. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. You know, there is nothing more beautiful for a father to know that his children are walking right. And then when they aren't, we love them anyhow. How many can say amen to that? We love them. But there's nothing more exciting to the heart of God to know that with the Holy Spirit's help. And how to live a perfect life is that not necessarily you make a never make a mistake, but when you make a mistake, immediately you ask God to forgive you or you ask the persons to forgive you. I messed up. Hey, we have a marvelous conviction of the Holy Ghost living within us. How many can say amen to that? You know the moment you do something wrong. we're there. And so this is my desire that we will begin to see the glory of the Lord being restored. There's some born from above, and we'll pick this up next week here. But in that verse, well, there it's John 3. We'll go there next week. But born again, we're going to be doing an exegesis. That means going into the scriptures and understand what this really means. I want to help you to realize that when you ask Jesus to come into your heart and you were born again, you were born, it literally means from above. Come on. So, if you were born from above, you and I are from another world. That's why the Apostle Paul said, in Ephesians there. You are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Flo, I tell you what, I am so excited about thinking those thoughts. I am one. I mean, when you understand that. And I was talking to someone just the other day about this very thing, letting the cares of the life and everything overcome them. I said, well, that is part of life. We will be messed up. You need to be an eagle. An eagle's not afraid of storms. It will just look at storms and say, well, I'm going to use it to fly high. And one thing about, you know, look at the storm and say, well, there's a storm. Yeah, we all have storms, you know. But the eagle looks at the storm and says, lifts his wings and flies above the storm. And up there, he gets new revelation too. He sees, an eagle sees 3 miles, a mile high. Oh, hallelujah. Let come what may. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit of God to help us to soar above the crazy circumstances of this world and understand where we are at. Seated together in heavenly places in Him. How many can say amen to that? Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, will you help us to understand our standings in you? Lord, this is so exciting to me just to go into your word and understand your word better. And I just agree with everyone of us here today, that when we leave this place, we're walking out in the world being sanctified and cleansed and purified by the word that is coming forth. And all God's people said,